You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a very wealthy businessman who was on an airplane and he happened to be seated right next to a very elderly lady. And he was sitting there working on his computer and she was sitting there reading her Bible. And rather snobbishly, he looked toward her and said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm reading my Bible." He said, "You don't believe all that stuff in the Bible, do you? Like Jonah could have been in the belly of a large fish for 3 days. How could that have happened?" She said, "Yes, I do believe it. I don't know how it happened, but I'll ask Jonah when I get to heaven." And the businessman said, "Well, what if Jonah's not in heaven?" She said, "Then you can ask him." Every time we hear Jesus say, "Be prepared, for an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come," our natural tendency is to think that he is referring to the final day of our lives, when we will all have to give an account of ourselves before the judgment seat of God. I think these words of Jesus in today's gospel call us to readiness, not only for his coming to us on the final day, but also, maybe even more importantly, to be ready for his coming to us at the present day, each and every day of our lives. For the whole meaning of the incarnation, God taking on human flesh, is that God comes to us in the here and now, in the present time, and in present events. But just as so many people fail to see or recognize God present to them in the person of Jesus some 2,000 years ago, so too still today, we may fail to see or recognize God present to us in the people, the events, and the circumstances of the present time. When we gather here each and every week for the Eucharist, to be nourished in word and sacrament, we recognize and celebrate God's presence in our midst, in his word, and in the bread and wine that become his body and blood, and in each other. When we go forth from here, we are challenged to recognize Christ present in our family, our neighbors, the poor, the sick, the outcasts, the stranger, and even in our enemies. Just as Christ comes to us here in word and sacrament each and every weekend, so too we should expect Christ to be present to us in the ordinary events, people, and circumstances of our daily living. This is what it means to believe that God dwells among God's people. This is what it means to be prepared for the Lord's coming to us. For the hour that Christ comes unexpectedly is not just in some future time, but it's also in the present time, in the here and now. Someone once said that one of the most dangerous days of our life is when we learn the word tomorrow. By that, they meant that today is the time to look for the Lord and to prepare for his coming to us. We must never put that off until tomorrow. When we live each day of our lives with that kind of urgency and readiness, the good news is that we do not have to be afraid of or worry about the final day, for it, in one sense, will be no different for us than the present day. Our focus must be to welcome Jesus into our lives as he comes to each and every one of us each and every day, often as an unexpected thief in the night. Our gathering here each weekend is so important because it reminds us to stay alert, for the Lord who comes to us here in this Eucharist will also come to us in our daily lives, in the people that we meet, the places we go, and in the things we do. Even when we're working at our parish picnic. So don't forget to sign up this weekend to work at our Labor Day picnic. Stay alert. Be prepared. And be not afraid. For the good news is, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.